from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history, showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bell Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Gregory Whitted, age 62 at the time of this interview.
I was born March 1st, 1950, which makes me 62 right now. When I grew up in the Hill, it was like a thriving neighborhood and lots of businesses. It was prior to the 68 riots. The street was with one big family, I can say that. And then when we moved in 1960 to Homewood, I attended the Homewood School on Hamilton Avenue. And after that, graduated into Westinghouse High School, and then graduated from high school into Carnegie Mellon University as a music major, and that was in 1969. I'm the co-founder and chair of the Pittsburgh Housing Development Association. We're known as PHDA, Inc., and we're a housing development organization that works in the community of Wilkinsburg, and our primary purpose is to open up opportunities of home ownership to low and moderate income families that reside in the tri-state area. And we conduct workshops that provide educational information on how to purchase a home. Housing became a dream later in life. Music was my aspiration when I was younger. But as I grew older, looking at the community, the disparity of housing, I chose to pursue the endeavor of giving something back to the community and trying to rectify that problem. One of the influences was my cousin, the late John Whitted Sr. He was a pioneer and a trailblazer. One thing I loved about him was his entrepreneurial spirit. But he was my first cousin, and he was one of the first black stockbrokers. So he was just an overall successful businessman. And he was my inspiration, my role model and mentor. Plus, he was several years older than me, so I got the chance to learn a lot from him. In my free time, I attend church, but I do a lot of reading, and I do research. My faith in God has strengthened me and allow me to pursue the various avenues that I have, but my strong faith in God is my backbone. I've always had my own mindset. I never was one who joined the crowd. I was an individual. I prided myself in being an individual, so I didn't let a lot of influences take me to the left or to the right. I just did my thing and primarily remain an independent person. Well, you know, there's always conflict, but you learn how to divert from conflicts. And that would be advice that I would extend to any young man, any young woman, any youth of today. Be yourself.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Darius Covington and Jaquay Henderson. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.